Today's sermon asks a simple question. What is the church? Or maybe another way of phrasing the question, why? Soon this morning, we will turn and we will look at the font and we will witness God's grace. We'll all lay witness to a promise that God has. Now, I have to take a moment for myself to say, this is a proud day for me because I'm going to be able to baptize my granddaughter, Ellery. Every time we come together for a baptism, we are reminded that the church has new light. That we, you and I, have new light. We are new creation in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are made anew in Him. Not just young children and babies, right? But all of us turn to Christ and confess to Him over and over and over again, "You are my Lord and Savior. Have mercy upon me, a sinner." That's what we do. We do it because it reminds us of the promise of God that we heard in the lesson from 1 John, that we're new. We're new people in Him. We've been reminded over and over again that we've been marked as Christ's own forever. So today in the Gospel of Luke, we're reminded that Jesus is alive. The Lord is risen indeed, hallelujah. And in this Gospel passage, He comes to the upper room. And what happens? The disciples freak out. That's what they do. The disciples are always losing it. By the way, anytime an angel or Jesus shows up, do you ever notice the first thing that He always says or they always say is, "Peace be with you," you know? Because there ain't no peace, you know? Like, you have to inject peace into that space because there is no peace. They're like, right? And Jesus shows up in the middle of the room. Doors are locked. That didn't stop him. And He shows up and they're like, okay, we're so in shock. We're so completely paralyzed in fear that we are dreaming this guy needs this, you know? And Jesus is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Look at some hands, right? Check out the feet, people. You know what I mean? And they're like, they see it. And let me look to the passage. I want to quote it properly. I love the line. What's it say? It says, sorry, got to find the page. And when they, while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. I love it. In their joy, they're like, I don't know. Like, that's still hard to believe, right? Because it is hard. It's hard to believe. That's not a joke. It's hard to believe. Someone died. People don't just, like, randomly come back to the dead. You know what I mean? How many of you have known someone who's dead that you're raising again? Hands? Exactly. Okay, we got one. You know what I mean? That helps. You know what I mean? I've heard stories, right? But, like, it's pretty unusual. You know what I mean? Maybe you had a near-death experience. That's more common, right? Where maybe you were on the table, you coded, and they, you know, brought you back kind of thing. But here's the difference. Eventually, those people are just going to die. And they're not. That's it, right? But Jesus, no one asked Him to be raised from the dead. That's the great line from Acts, right? Not by my power or strength, but by His power, right? This God Himself willed His Son to life. And on the third day, He rose again. And now things are changed forever. We need Jesus to give us peace. Amen. That's right. Amen. And then at the gospel, at the very end of this gospel lesson, Jesus reminds us, right, of why the church. Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things. You and I are witnesses. You and I are witnesses to the power of God. We're witnesses to his power in the fact that he changed your life, that he reached in and made you new. That is God's work in you, and we are bearers of that to the world. By the way, how does it happen? Well, the first thing that needs to happen is this. We need to speak of the suffering of our Messiah. We need to speak of our own suffering. We need to be willing to not just close up in shame of where we've come from as people. The reason why we're saved, the reason why we have been redeemed, is because we came from somewhere. And now we are somewhere else, right? Don't be afraid of who you were, you know? Don't be afraid of the junior year of college. You know what I mean? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that that first time you got engaged at the age of 15. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be afraid, right? Because God works through that, in that, to change us at the fakest dude. Our Redeemer was broken and bruised for our iniquities. How in the world do we think we would live life without being broken and bruised ourselves? Second, our Lord is alive and he's risen. Our God doesn't just leave us dead. God doesn't do that. He doesn't just get the world started and go off and get about us, right? No, our Lord died and rose again, and he can handle anything. He can take everything that should be dead and buried in us and make it new, make it alive in him. Scars and all. Third, repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his day to all the nations. This summer, some of us will have the chance to go to Malawi to proclaim the gospel to those. Others of us, we're going to be going to Honduras this summer on a medical brigade, preach Christ to the nations. But even more, now let me say all of us, are here in Temple or in Killeen or in Hiker Heights or in Nolanville or Rosebud or somewhere in this area, right? And we have friends and family to whom we can say, Christ has died for you. Jesus, his death and his resurrection, the work of his grace in our lives, the testimony of a life that has been given, redeemed by a Savior who broke into our own lives and made us new. That's what we're going to promise when we go back to the font today. When we go back and we hear those words, the being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are reminded again and again that you and I have new life advice, that you and I partake in the life of a risen Lord. Jesus reminds us today that in his resurrected glory, he bared the marks of the suffering. We too bear the marks of our own lives. And if we bear those marks, we show our scars to the world and proclaim that Jesus has forgiven us, that his grace has restored. We too can be a part of the message of bringing Christ to the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.